The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
We had some answers come in to a question that we had asked during yesterday's show. And they came in after the show because people listen to podcasts at all different times. And Regan says that they are wild. Wild and wacky. So we'll need to revisit that in a few minutes.
The Mega Millions jackpot, next drawing, $453 million. That's almost half $1 billion if you're doing the math. Next drawing Friday at 11 p.m., cash option, $209 million. A lot of bread. Good luck.
I heard somebody say one time that they don't play the lottery because it wouldn't do them any good. They can't stay up that late.
Like you got to be watching it there to see if you win. Good. You're right. You don't need to be playing the lottery if you can't figure that out.
I think that was funny.
Now trending sponsored by No More Last Days, saving dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. Head over to tjriggins.com/lastdays and pick up some of their merch or go visit them every weekend through the end of the month at the Renaissance Festival. Great organization helping out dogs. tjriggins.com/lastdays. Today is National Gingerbread Cookie Day.
Oh, I love a gingerbread cookie.
Love a ginger person cookie.
No, gingerbread person.
It's a lot of places do that, but it is a gingerbread cookie day. Yeah, I'm into it. Do you ever build a gingerbread house as a kid?
No, because I was
something
a boy.
You only see in the... You say it again?
Because I was a boy.
You were a boy, yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm just terrible at any kind of art project.
Yeah. I always saw those things in the movies. I go, people don't actually do that. That's not a real thing. And then I found out, yeah, no, it is real. People
I did one in elementary school.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are kits that you, but my kids used to, well, my daughter used to do them. My son would last a few minutes doing it and exactly. He'd be done.
Rather burn it down. Mm-hmm. And speaking of food, McDonald's is back in the news. The McRib is back on December 3rd. Introduced back in the 80s, was not a huge hit at the time, but the meme culture in the early 2000s kind of reignited the interest in the McRib. So it is back on December 3rd. It'll cost you about $5. It's that preformed pork patty with barbecue sauce, slivered onions, and pickles on that long roll. But this year, you can also buy the sauce by itself.
I know, a gallon. You get a gallon jug of it.
Half gallon.
Oh, is it half?
Yeah. Half gallon. I think it's $20. But do people yearn for that sauce throughout the year? They're like, if I could just get my hands on this McRib sauce.
Here's the thing. I've always been a fan of the McRib, but I get no onions.
Yeah, you don't like the onions.
But it's not like that's some sort of a special barbecue. I mean, you can go to any grocery store and find a huge selection of all kinds of barbecue sauces.
Yeah.
The McRib barbecue sauce is good for fast food barbecue.
Okay.
You know, so, but if you can buy something, you're going to cook yourself or whatever. Just, there are many, many delicious ones on the shelf.
Honey, pick up some of that McRib sauce before you come home.
Hey, that's the only kind of barbecue sauce I'll eat. The rest of it's just crap.
You can keep it all, man. You can keep it all. So people are excited about that on December 3rd. You know, we've heard of bucket list, but what is on your anti-bucket list? We're going to find out coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm not a firm believer in the bucket list. I think if you have a bucket list, that's cool. Like you have a plan of things you want to do, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Good. You know, pursue your dreams. It's just something that I don't really put a lot of thought into. I'm going to do things when they come up, and hopefully I'll get to do everything I want to do.
Yeah. And it forces you to use the kick the bucket phrase about dying. He kicked the bucket.
That's what that reference is.
Yeah, before you die, the bucket list.
That makes actually a lot of sense. Yeah. So we put this up on social media at TJ Riggins Show. What is on your anti-bucket list, something you'll never do again? I remember being a kid and staying at my friend Anthony's house for the first time. And for lunch, his mom made us beefaroni, but it was those small cups, you know, with the plastic lid. And when I was at home, my mom would always make us a whole can of beefaroni. And I remember going home starving. And I said, I'll never stay at Anthony's house again. His mom only gave us those little cups of beefaroni. I'm a grown boy. I need more food. So I swore up and down, I'll never stay at his house again. So that was on my anti-bucket list. What is on yours? At TJ Riggins Show. There's a lot of answers here, and some of them are shocking. Like one woman said, I'll never be a bridesmaid. That's on my anti-bucket list. It was a nice for the experience, but I had known the woman for less than a year. Way too much drama for my liking. Never again.
But, I mean, at a certain point, you age out of being a bridesmaid.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, could you see Jody being a bridesmaid? She's 53 years old. She's not going to be a bridesmaid anytime soon. Or ever again.
Do women that are in their 40s and 50s have bridesmaids?
I don't know.
I've never been to a wedding of a person of that particular age.
Right. So, but still, the result is the same. You know, if you reach a certain age, you're not going to be a bridesmaid anymore.
It's just, now, you can't do it.
Old dudes will be groomsmen because they can be their son's best man and, you know, things like that. You're not going to ask your mama to come be your maid of honor, matron of honor.
Oh,
if you're the bride, usually.
Sorry, Mom. You sit your butt in the pews like everybody else. What's on your anti-bucket list? This is a, Robin said vacation in Key West.
Oh.
And I said, I want to know more because I have family that live in Florida, and I always wanted to visit Key West as a big Jimmy Buffett fan. They said, don't waste your time. It's trash. Well, Key West, it's like a dream place in my head. So I'm interested to hear why. Amanda said, anti-bucket list item, getting pepper sprayed again.
Well, I think that could kind of be on everybody's anti-bucket list.
I think it would be.
I don't want to get shot again.
Lacey said going to New Orleans. Guess didn't
That's
have,
a good one.
But usually people that go there usually have a good time. It's like a party town. So that is what happened. I'm glad to know.
I'm never going back to New Orleans.
Ever?
And I'm from Louisiana. Yeah, that's on my anti-bucket list.
Really?
Yeah. It's too dangerous.
Yeah. Okay.
Trashy.
All right.
I was there right before Katrina.
Oh, really?
Last time I was there.
That was 2005, 2006, something like that?
Yeah, 2005.
I have one real quick.
Okay.
I'm never going to do a somersault on a trampoline again. I have not been on a trampoline jumping around like that since a scorpion myself.
Rob.
And I'm done.
Get away from me. Rob taught us the term scorpioning, which I never heard of, but it's when your legs go over your head in the wrong way.
Yeah. You land like on your stomach.
Yeah. Did it on a trampoline. I absolutely love that. So if you've got a great anti-bucket list item, at TJ Riggin Show on social media.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
So yesterday on the show, we had a probing question. We probed you with the question. What sentence came out of a family member's mouth that started a fight at the holiday celebration? For example, that wife of yours is why you don't have any money. And so since people listen to our show on the podcast and all types of times of the day, we got some yesterday after the show was over, some responses to that. And Riggins unearthed them.
Yeah. And they're all DMs. Everyone wanted to remain anonymous. Yeah. And maybe you'll understand why. Like this person said, the year was 1988. Why are you going to spend all that money to send a girl to college? Was what her maternal grandfather said to her father. Why are you going to spend all that money to send a girl to college in front of her?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. But I guess it's a sign of the times. Like, why?
Well, I mean, 88 was. 1988 was a little bit past time for that.
Women were in college in 1988.
Yeah. That was my first year of college, 1988.
And there were girls there?
Yeah, plenty of girls there. Okay. But back in the day, though, they say that girls went to college to find husbands.
Yeah.
That would be the place to find a husband that's going to be a good provider is if you go find one in college. Now, the girl-to-guy ratio at pretty much every university is like 4-1.
I think so. It's crazy.
Yeah. Because guys don't feel like it's a safe space for them.
Yeah. Oh. There's another one for another person that wanted to remain anonymous. It is a woman. And basically the line was, you are a W. Her mother-in-law, every holiday, my in-laws ruin the holidays. Without saying too much or giving it away, my mother-in-law called me a W on Thanksgiving for no good reason. Literally. Yeah. Then it turned into a screaming match, and I told her she's the W of the family and for cheating on her husband, and it ended by me calling her a few more bad words and left the function. Kids were everywhere. Family was everywhere screaming and crying. Just one example of the holidays being ruined.
Yeah, I guess that would definitely be the sentence that would set it off. To start off by saying you're a W.
That would do it.
You're a loose woman. You're a party girl. Whatever. A fun girl.
Yeah.
But I wonder what led up to that.
I mean,
you can actually hear what followed that.
Yeah.
But what preceded it? How did that, was they, were they just clearing away the dishes and her mother-in-law looked up at her and go, you know, you're a.
Yeah, I think that's it. She told you, teacher. She said, for no good, no good reason. What is a good reason to call somebody a W?
But there's a difference in no reason and no good reason.
No good reason. Mm-hmm. A little different.
Yeah. The good reason, whether, you know, the reason, whether it's good or not, is usually not up to the person who is receiving the words.
Yeah. Do you want one more good one? Do we have time for one more good one? This is also anonymous. This is coming from her husband. She said, I'd never take $50 to detail a car. I'd be ripping myself off. I guess there are multiple detailers in the family.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Okay, we have a lady that's given us some new first date rules that she has in her life, and maybe it would help you in yours. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, if you're in the dating world, let me slow down. If you are in the dating world, I say, and you're in the dating world, you can learn something. Maybe everybody can learn something from this lady. Hold on. Maybe everybody could learn something from this lady right here, who is very cute and quite charming.
I'm so sick and tired of going on dates. Stop asking me on dates and then asking me trivial questions. I do not care what your favorite color is. I do not care if your moon is rising in Pluto. Do you steal? Quickly. When the last time you've been to the doctor? Do you need a therapist? Do you currently live with your ex? Is everything you have in your name legally? Do you have a passport? Do you have your own set of friends? What are your goals and ambitions? Let's get to the real questions on the dates, okay? Let's start asking, are you in a situationship? Do you have a girlfriend, wife, or fiance? Do you have someone that thinks they are your girlfriend, wife, or fiance? Huh? Okay, spell faithful. Ah, see, you left out the I. This is what I'm talking about. It's not going to work.
That's Do you great. Have somebody who thinks they're your girlfriend, fiance, wife?
Do you steal? I mean, that's a great that's a great opening icebreaker question on a first date.
Hey, and it makes so much sense because with people getting, or I'm going to say people staying single longer and longer into life by design from people trying to wreck our society, but be that as it may, you don't have time to really, I would say if you're going out with somebody, if you've reached a certain age, then not that you're looking to get married, you know, within a month, but you got to take every situation as if, could I be married to this person?
Yeah.
You know, when, if you're in your 30s and up, you're dating, well, she's right. You don't have time to be asking what my favorite color is and all of that stuff. Do you steal?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to make sure that I'm not going to waste time on somebody that's going to hit me later with a call from jail saying, come bail me out.
Exactly. There's a woman on TikTok. She said, I went out on a first date with a guy I met on Hinge, and he said, I'm not looking for anything serious. And I said, you're 40. What do you mean?
That's so true. Why are you not looking for anything serious?
That's a red flag.
It's like our friend Madden that used to work on our show. She was on the radio in Modesto, California. She had a first date set up with a guy. And when he said, I'm going to invite my baby's mama to the date because she's a fan of yours from the radio, then that's a red flag. Will you ever, you know, put me in a situation on a first date where I'm with your baby's mama? If so, then we might as well not even go.
Get to the questions, the real meat of it all. I don't care about your favorite color. She's right. Who cares? It's not important.
But then it's such a catch 22, Riggins, because if you ask a question that somebody thinks is too personal, then what do you want from me? You know, people put up those fences and stuff. Mm. So if they do that, then, you know, move on. If you can't answer important questions, even on a first date, then I'm going on to somebody else.
Yeah. I like the little spelling test thrown in there, too. Spell faithful. You left out the I.
You can't even spell faithful. We are done.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's an important question that happens this time every year. People debate this, and I have the answer. And it's about your Thanksgiving meal.
Ooh.
You got questions? I've got all the answers.
We'll get
to it in a few minutes.
That, you know, last week we were talking about the auction that was going to happen this week about the art piece called The Comedian. It's a banana taped to the wall with duct tape. It sold at auction yesterday for $6.2 million.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It previously sold for $1.2
million. That was Rob. He's experiencing some pleasure.
No.
We're on the radio.
I'm
Rob.
Exasperated. Sorry.
Oh, God. You better...
He's dying on the inside. The actual art piece is called The Comedian by Italian artist Maurizio Catalan. And it is, just a banana with a piece of duct tape. And the guy that bought it started his own cryptocurrency company. And he said, I'm actually planning on eating the banana because it is a real banana. And it's a new kind of art experience. But $6.2 million for the certificate of authenticity so he can use his own banana and call it The Comedian. I mean, that's really what he's buying because that banana is going to rot. Yeah. And he can use his own duct tape. I mean, just lunacy. crazy world. $6.2 million. Sad day yesterday. Liam Payne, former member of One Direction, was laid to rest. All the members of One Direction showed up. Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, Zayn Malik, and...
Simon Cowell
was there. Who am I missing? Niall Horan.
Yeah.
So
he there or was Niall Horan?
Niall was there.
Okay.
He was there in person.
So he wasn't Horan.
No. Simon Cowell was pretty tearful the whole time, hugged Liam Payne's parents and stuff like that. It was kind of a sad day. Mm. And clearly they were very close.
Yeah.
All the group.
Didn't he start them?
They built the band around him is what he said.
Right.
Which One Direction fans hated. They freaked out on him on Twitter. A lot of people were pretty harsh to Liam Payne on social media. I don't know why, but they clearly missed their buddy. So it was kind of a sad day yesterday. And maybe you missed it. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese introducing a new flavor this season. Everything Bagel.
Oh, God.
Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Yeah.
Notes of garlic.
What are
Do
they?
We need that?
No, we don't. But it's trendy.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese has gone overboard. And again, it's because adults now want to remain children.
Yeah.
And that's a staple for children. And then everything bagel is trendy as well. They call it, this is being led by Zillennials.
Zillennials.
A combination of Gen Z and Millennials.
Oh, okay. I like it.
I'm
a Zillennial. TJ has the answers, and I'll prove it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I didn't know this. I learned this yesterday. The amount of giraffes in the world dramatically decreasing. They said 50% of the giraffes have disappeared since the 1980s. And there's like there's a bunch of different kinds of giraffes. They all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now asking, the United States Wildlife Services is asking that giraffes be placed under an Endangered Species Act. But... giraffes are all in Africa. Here? Yeah, I don't know how they can... I don't know if they're trying to enforce that in Africa. I'm not really sure.
It's because they want money from the U.S.
Maybe.
They want money.
Maybe. They said it is a global problem, the giraffe decline. But as TJ always says, the way to increase numbers of these animals is to start...
eating them.
Eating them. So it got me thinking, like, well, maybe we could eat giraffes. So I looked it up, like, what does a giraffe taste like? And a lot of people compare it to, because I think if that's the plan, it's got to taste good, right?
Yeah.
People compare it to horse meat.
Right.
And some people love horse meat and some people find it a little unappetizing. They said it's a little chewy.
But that's dog food though, right? Horse meat is it used to be in dog food. I don't know. Now that all these dogs have allergies and stuff, I don't know if they can eat horses.
I don't know. It's never been on the ingredients list on the dog food I buy, but I buy an expensive food. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe they do still put horses in it. But like they said, the best zoo animal you could eat, take a guess.
Best zoo animal, maybe gazelle.
The elephant.
What?
They said delicious. It's slightly gelatinous.
Yum.
Which is not a glowing review.
How's your steak?
Yeah.
Slightly gelatinous.
Sweet like marrow. People that like wild game say elephant is really good. They say the giraffe is a little tough. Penguin.
Yeah, I bet that would be
if
good.
It's impossible to imagine a piece of beef roasted with blood and cod liver oil for sauce, then you'd have an accurate picture of what it's like. People eat the Galapagos tortoise. They say if you roast the breastplate, it's not bad.
Please.
Lion, surprisingly tasty. One that person said. It's kind of like venison. Texture's kind of like gator.
I hate this.
But you don't want to eat an animal that's that I wouldn't think that's so muscular.
Yeah.
You know, because it seemed like the meat would be tough.
Exactly. Hippopotamus, really good. Some people say it's the best game food from people that eat it. A little bit like lamb and kind of like beef, the hippopotamus. Yeah.
But if it has to die before you can kill it to eat it, then I don't want it. If it died before they could kill it, don't want it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I've been meaning to say this because I kind of cover it every year at this time as Thanksgiving tradition. But I'm going to tell you, if you have someone that's going to be at your family's Thanksgiving celebration, and it's let's say it's a woman that you have had problems with, or that could be an argument, or y'all getting into it at some point, always keep in your pocket an insult to throw at her once it starts off.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to say that you came there to celebrate Thanksgiving. You didn't come there to celebrate Skanksgiving.
Boom. Take that, you skank.
Well, I didn't know it was Skanksgiving Day.
look what just arrived.
Look what the cat dragged in.
Do you guys ever have drama at your Thanksgiving?
No. Nah, I don't allow it.
Yeah.
But a big question that happens every year, people will ask, are yams and sweet potatoes the same thing?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, they're not.
Oh, they're not.
They're not even closely related. But just like so many things in U.S. America, the government is what has screwed up the differences in people not knowing that yams and sweet potatoes are different. The government started calling what are sweet potatoes yams at some point, and then it just stuck. So now they either call them sweet potatoes or yams, but they're all sweet potatoes. Yams come from Africa and Asia, and they have they are kind of black on the outside. They're much bigger than sweet potatoes. They're black on the outside and like red and purple and different colors on the inside, and they're not sweet at all.
Oh, it's totally different.
Yeah, oh, completely well, different. It's like the difference between a banana and a plantain.
Oh, yeah.
They're not the same thing.
Wow.
But they're closer related than sweet potatoes and yams.
Huh. Look at that. Take that with you.
Mm-hmm. So, again, you can be a smarty pants if you want to at your Thanksgiving dinner and somebody refers to sweet potatoes as yams.
Yeah.
Then you just let them know you're knowledgeable.
Yeah. That would be Rob. He would be the one to well, actually, they're actually sweet potatoes.
I know it says on the can that they're yams, but that's because of a government plot by the U.S.
Call them yams one more time. See what happens.
Oh, my God. I can't believe she called them yams. What an idiot. I'm not eating that if you cooked it, because you obviously don't know about food.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You know, I usually never have anything positive to say about the state of Oregon, right, Riggins?
That's right.
But this is a different day because something very heartwarming has come out of Oregon. There's a guy named Ken Reese, and he's pushing 70. But one of his kidneys just turned 100. His mom, Doris, gave it to him in 1975 when he was battling kidney disease. Ken says that she was a selfless person who would have done anything for her kids. And he likes to say that she gave him life twice.
Oh.
Once when he was born and again with the kidney. They felt the need to write that last part into that sentence. We got it.
We got him. You know, because
she gave birth to him, which gave him life. And then And then she gave him one of her kidneys later in life. So he, that's why he says she gave him life twice.
I picture the reporter being like, what is, what do you mean by that?
Can you elaborate?
I mean, cause you know, she get, you know what, scratch it. I'm just really thankful. That's what I guess I'll say.
So then he went on to college, got married, started a family, and, donating her kidney never affected Doris's health. She lived to be 88, where she passed away in her sleep in 2012. Passed away in her sleep.
Wow.
With a pillow over her face.
Yeah.
No, I added that part.
Yeah, to it. Yeah. No.
So she would have been 100 Monday. It would have been her birthday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday in heaven. You did a selfless thing.
Right. And I told you that story for the all the right reasons, because it's a you know, wonderful, heartwarming story. Not because I wanted to be smug and point out that we didn't need the information once he was born and again with the kidney, and to make the joke about her dying peacefully in her sleep with a pillow over her face.
Definitely not. Man, 100-year-old kidney.
Yeah.
It's probably a racist. But toting around that racist kidney. 100 years ago, sure.
Yeah. I wonder if he has to go to the bathroom like a normal guy would, and then not as many times as a woman would, but half of those times, because he only got one woman kidney. If he has to go faster.
Girl, I got to go. Is that woman's kidney in you?
My bladder hasn't fallen, but I got a woman kidney. That's terrible. But hey, it caps off to him.
Sure.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.